Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Boone Talk. I'm your host, Felicia Deja, and today we are talking about the good steward. Guys, we're going to break this down a little bit, and we're going to have some fun talking about it, so stick around. I don't think you want to miss this one. So today we're talking about the good steward, but first I want to introduce one of my dearest sisters in Christ, Sister Brenda.
Hello, everyone.
Yay, Sister Brenda.
And we're also here, y'all heard her, Jerita's here today too.
Hello, beautiful people.
So before we even get started and dig into this a little bit, I want everyone to understand exactly what a steward is.
Being a good steward is similar to being an ambassador. A good steward, like an ambassador, is a respected representative, one who acts on behalf of their company promoting it. They meet and greet and engage with many people, never knowing who might later be a friend or a foe, the build and the cultivated relationship.
So I want you guys to remember that because, you know, when we get into this a little deeper, you're going to understand our responsibility as being, each one of us have a responsibility of being a steward at some aspect in our life. So I want y'all to remember exactly what that means to be a steward. So now I would like for us to open with our opening scripture for today.
Okay. The opening scripture comes from Titus chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. For an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think that gives us a pretty profound description of what God expects from us as being a steward of him. And our focal point is that we are all stewards of God and that He and all that he has entrusted us with. Mm-hmm. So we have a responsibility to always remember, you know, I quote the scripture a lot that all we do it unto God and not unto man. That's a good scripture, I think, for us to remember when we're going through life, this thing called life, and whatever God has entrusted us with, to remember that scripture, meaning that we have to be good stewards of that, what he has entrusted us with. That could be our families, our jobs, mm-hmm. Our friendships. Right. Our pets, you know, everything that he's entrusted us with. So how do y'all feel about that?
I feel like he's entrusted us with not just the physical things, but he's entrusted us with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
He's entrusted us to use the Holy Spirit in the way that he commands it to
That's
be done.
Good.
So as being a steward, as you know, we got to share that with our fellow man.
Amen. That's real good. I like that. So, Sister Brenda, how do you feel?
Well, we have to be trustworthy, for mm-hmm. one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Be faithful. Whatever God put, even with our children, mm-hmm. he wouldn't give it to us to know that we have to be faithful toward our children, our family, our loved mm-hmm. ones.
Amen.
Our colleagues, whoever you're working with. Mm-hmm. Or people that you just meet out on the street, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. They won't, some of them may open up to you. And tell you things that's bothering them, but that's because they feel the spirit that's coming from you. They know that they could trust you with that information.
Right, try Amen. Spirit by the spirit.
I agree with you completely with that because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, people can discern.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What kind of spirit you walking in.
Right.
You know? So they know that this is someone I can open up to and I can, that's not going to judge me because yeah. it's so right. important today, especially when you do outreach ministry, Sister mm-hmm. Brenda. So I know mm-hmm. that's very important for you and the people that you go out and fellowship with
yes.
and minister with, that, you know, they can make sure they're accessible to people, you know, out there in the right spirit.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because, right. you know, it could be a situation where those spirits that's on those people out there in the wilderness can mm-hmm. discern that, hey, you're not somebody that needs to be telling me this because I'm
right.
seeing that you and I kind of walking in the same spirit. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what that outcome may be.
Right.
You know? So that leads me to our first question. And we kind of actually covered it already. Do you feel as a good steward that being a good steward applies to every aspect of our lives?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that's our prayer life, mm-hmm. you know, fasting. Mm-hmm. You got to have self-control, discipline over this flesh that we in.
Yes, yes.
So, and in order to do that, you have to read the word, you have to fast, you have to pray, you have to seek God for everything, no matter if you're just going out there and doing something that's out there, you know, that don't pertain to church, you still have to be a good steward. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to represent him right. in every way of our, every area of our life.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you on that. And I praise God for that wisdom that you just gave all of us.
Those pearls.
Yes. So, Jerita, how do you, what is your take on it?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, like, it, like, you know, whenever I pray, I told you this countless times, I ask for more of the Holy Spirit and less of the flesh.
Mm.
Because I can't make a good decision and be all these things that a good steward is if mm-hmm. I'm always in my flesh. I can't have the self-control. I cannot be not angry. I can't be uptight.
Right.
You know, but when the Holy Spirit takes over, mm-hmm. then all those things just fall into place. So like she said, we need to supplement that with prayer, meditation, being fed with the word, you know, and also being around like-minded people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying don't hang with your friends that's not saved or mm-hmm. whatever, because you can always, you know, the Holy Spirit has his way of turning things around
right.
for the good, the greater good of God, you know. But, you know, it's just hang around like-minded people, and then that strengthens your spirit.
I agree.
That strengthens yes. you in the spirit, and then you will be less of the flesh. And
right.
Because I'm, like I always say, I'm a work in progress, honey.
Yeah. I think one of my biggest struggles, I think, probably is going through that being wounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And still knowing that I still have to show forth kindness. I still have mm-hmm. to show forth love. And even in parenting, being a wife, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, your spirit is vexed, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you have to still be a good steward, like you were saying. Allow the Holy Spirit. I think being a good steward is like mm-hmm. God gifts us with the Holy Spirit. So allow the Holy Spirit to be the one to speak to that matter. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Allow the Holy Spirit to be the one to even heal that wound that was
right.
inflicted upon you. And it's not always easy because we can't go through
human.
Life.
We're not divine.
Right. You know, we can't go through life if we're not superhuman. We
right.
are human. But it's important too still to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Do you feel not taking good care of your bodies leave us lacking in being a good steward?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I feel like just with myself and my issues with my blood pressure, for instance, and even my joint pain is my weight. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I'm able to take care of that better, I'm able to do more for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, God, you know, we have to go out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
especially you know, you do a lot of street ministry. So mm-hmm. in order to minister effectively, we have to be healthy.
Right.
You know, so I think that does play a big role in it. And that's a role I can admittedly say that I'm struggling in at the moment.
Right. Myself included. But, you know, to be honest with you, when you have a struggle as such, that could be your testimony. You know,
oh, I agree.
The, mm-hmm. the overcoming of the actual issue that may have broken our vessel down. But, you know, when you pray and ask God to heal the vessel, and he does, you know, and he'll bring things to our attention that we didn't know, you know, was going on with us,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But like I said, he'll take our test and turn it into a testimony, you know, take a message, turn it into a message that'll be for someone who may be going through the same thing, and we can help them overcome it by letting them know how we were able to overcome it. You know what I'm saying? Not just with, you know, going to the doctor and everything, but, you know, with the supplementation of the word and, you know, your prayer circle, because I'm glad to say I got some prayer warriors that prayed me through, you know, a lot of physical things that, you know, I've been going through, like with the diabetes and whatnot, you know. So, and I thank God for that. But, mm-hmm. and with that being said, your vessel, you have to be healthy
mm-hmm.
in order to go out there and give the word, because, you know, it's not for the faint of heart, not just for the faint of heart, but mm-hmm. your body has to be able to sustain, because, I mean, girl, it's, what, 112 degrees right now?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't go out, you physically unable to do it.
And that you exercise wisdom, too, you know.
But of course, that.
Yeah. But my thing is, I guess the point I'm making is, say, God delivered me before, where I lost the weight, right? Mm-hmm. I was healthy. I was feeling good physically. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, sometimes we have a habit when we start feeling good, we fall right back into the old pattern. Yeah. Because guess what? We're feeling good.
Yeah.
So I feel like for me, and not speaking for no one else but myself, mm-hmm. that's where I was lacking in my stewardship. Because if God deliver you from something,
why go back to it?
You know what I'm saying?
So, but that's the flesh. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
That's the flesh. The flesh wants what it wants. And I was just talking to Sister Brenda, telling her, like, you know, okay, so everybody know I'm a diabetic, but it's always something that you cannot have that you want. Because I tell you what, when I put that soda to my lips, it tastes so good. Oh. I know full and well I'm not supposed to have it. So, you know, and that's the flesh interfering, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, even though thinking about it, if we, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to do what it's supposed to do, which is to supplement us, which is to lead us and guide us, I wouldn't be wanting this stuff. But I allow my flesh to take over, you know, and that's all on me.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% because I'm on this little Dr. Pepper strawberry and cream thing right now. And I've never really been a big soda drinker, but it was like an explosion. It was like, man, this is some good stuff right here. And now I went from drinking maybe one soft drink a week to like one every day. So I'm like, okay, I got to get it together.
Like, that's the enemy. He made that.
Yeah, but they're really good. I'm not trying to tempt nobody, but, you know.
We're not advocating Dr. Pepper.
I mean, my taste bud was like, oh, this is fabulous.
Yeah, the flavor. What's the fall short?
And that's how we can get off course, y'all, because, like, you know, I was working in Lafayette, and me and my colleagues, you know, we wanted smoothies. Every day we had a smoothie for breakfast and lunch. We was going to a cafe twice a day. And before I realized, I had gained so much weight. I'm like, oh, my God, this stuff put weight on me. Oh, we really thought it was healthy. But, you know, our flesh wanted what it wanted. And we lost that discipline area.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Loss of discipline.
Yeah. Because I remember a time when I was so disciplined. I was such a good steward of the things that I put in my body. I didn't eat no beef, y'all. I wasn't eating no pork. I was eating so clean. Mm-hmm. And I felt so good. Like, you know, didn't have the knee problem, the joint problems and all that stuff. And it's like, and I keep asking myself, like, why is it so hard for me to get back to that? Mm-hmm. You know, why is it so hard, you know, even to the point of exercising every day? Like, why is it so hard for me to get back to that before? Mm-hmm. I look forward to, actually, y'all, this is my mind can't comprehend it right now. But getting off of work and getting home so I can exercise.
Wow.
I was excited about it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, my God, do I really have to do this? You know, it's like.
Do you think it comes with age?
I did a lot of walking at work today.
Do you think it comes with us getting older? I know you got your fit counter and everything. I'm like, do you think it comes with age? Because, you know, the older you get, the more settled in your ways you become.
I think it's age could have a part in it, but I also think it's a setup from the enemy because he wants to kill, steal, and destroy.
Absolutely.
So anything that's going to add to our health, he wants to take that from us. Right. You know? So. We have to dig deep and ask for God and the power of his strength, his might to rest upon us, that we're able to resist the enemy and that slowfulness.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Absolutely.
And get back on a wall.
Mm-hmm. Part of it is slowfulness, but the enemy also attack us in the area. I have to realize the area of consuming us all day long. We're busy. You know, you got to cook, you got to work, you got to see about your children, you got to tend to your car, you got to clean your house, wash, you know, so we be so consumed. So that overwhelm us. And then before you know it, you're tired and just want to go to bed and you forget about exercising or, well, let me just get something quick to eat, you know, or run to a fast food place because it's more convenient.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a trick of the enemy also.
Yeah. Along with that, it'll lead you to, like, you so tired, like, okay, I'm not going to church tonight.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so tired. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I'm catching in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You forget in the morning because you got all the other stuff that you do in your morning routine.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'm going to pray later on. You can't because why? You didn't fell asleep. You slept through the day. Okay. So do your morning prayer if you've got morning meditation in your schedule. But, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. When the Holy Spirit, because regardless of what the enemy tries, the Holy Spirit, I'm telling y'all, when I wake up at 3:30 every morning.
Prayer.
Pray.
Yeah.
That's the Holy Spirit telling you, I need to talk to you. And this is the only time I'm going to catch you.
Yeah.
Let me catch you right now because you're so busy doing this, that, and that from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Let me catch you at 3 a.m. when I know.
But the good thing is you hearing his voice.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some of us ignore his voice. We know it's him.
No, I know it's him. So it's like, I will get
if they got the nerve to pray, say, God, can I just go back to sleep?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, he's like, spend a little time with me.
Right.
You know? And I know there's been nights, well, mornings, he's waking me up like that. And I'll resist. But then I'll pray. Then I find myself getting so caught up in the prayer and my fellowship with him. I'll find myself, next thing you know, I didn't fell asleep praying.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's a wonderful thing because it's like, you know, it's like that's a different type of peace. You know what I'm saying? That's a type of peace that literally, truthfully surpasses my very own understanding.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a place that you want to kind of get in and kind of
stay there. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the same thing with me, girl. I will pray until I fall asleep, and then my alarm go off, I get mad. Because my alarm went off, because I'm like, you interrupted my time with God. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I want to continue this conversation, because obviously he's speaking to me in the, you know, in the spirit realm. And I'm like, we talking good, then my alarm beep. I'm like, come on, bro.
And I just want to, put this scripture out there right quick, because it kind of supports and backs up us being his stewards, because the word of God says in Psalms 24:1 that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. So, I mean, we are his. You know,
absolutely.
We are his. We are his vessels. We are his stewards. We were created for what? His pleasure.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it lets us know that, you know, it's, you know, we got to get back to that mindset. Like, it's not all about us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to have joy. He wants us, you know, to have all that. But in having all that, keep them at the forefront.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And sometimes we put ourselves at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember that stewardship is unto him.
Right. It's not about us.
Unto him. Mm-hmm. Not unto satisfying our flesh, but satisfied in God.
Right.
Do you guys have any instances where you felt like that you weren't being a good steward, and how did you correct that?
I know I wasn't being a good steward. Just 8 months ago, with the job that I had, you know, I was living with this lady, taking care of her 8 months straight, no days off.
Wow.
So, and then I was babysitting my grandkids. So it was like, yeah, I was getting a few minutes here and there with God, but they were consuming my whole day.
Right.
And that also took me off track with my health, which ended up causing me to go on to the hospital and being admitted. And sometimes things that we want so much and not realizing that everything that we're looking at or going through may not be good for us, and that we need to learn balance in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And when God, you know, rest her soul, you know, God ended up taking her home. And I was, like, sad and stuff. But I had to realize maybe God did this because, like, hey, I need you back with me full time. Because I wasn't given as much time, maybe 10, 20 minutes a day I was given to God, because I had to constantly watch her like a little baby and stuff. So it was very difficult. So I thank God now, you know, that he restored me back with him.
Right.
And I'm more in fellowship, more in prayer, you know, back preaching, and it all feels good.
Amen.
I felt like I was consumed in a cave,
wow.
Like I was locked up in prison,
because
I couldn't even leave the house with her because she was bedridden.
Right.
So I never ever want to take a job like that ever again, because I was losing my love for God, trying to tend to this woman and my grandchildren. And I don't want no one to become more important to me than God is.
Amen. It kind of reminds me of a marriage. Like, I've heard you say more than once that you were married to God, married to Jesus. Or something. I forgot exactly how you say it. So it's kind of like if you married, from a married woman's perspective, like if you're married and you allow outside interferences to come and, you know, all in your ear telling you this, that, or whatever about your husband, and the next thing you know, there's a gap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the same thing in our marriage with God. So it's like we have to make sure we make time. One of the things that I was doing while I was at work, we're on break right now from school, but while we was in, I go to work every day, one of the things I did, and it's such a blessing because, you know, when having your own little office space where you have that privacy, you can pray up in there, you can have some little conversations with God and different things. And one of the things I did daily was I tried to do daily. I might have missed one a day or two, but I tried to journal every day. That made me, it did several things. It made me dig in my word, in the word of God. It led me to pray, and it led me to search myself and how I could apply that scripture to myself.
Right.
And so when I got in that summer break, it was like, whoo, you know what I'm saying? Like, freedom. But then the enemy came in and it was like, oh, well, you can get back to that when you go back to work again. Mm-hmm. But God wants me now. He wants my fellowship now.
Yes.
So that's something I knew I had to get back to, like stop being slothful. Mm-hmm. It might not have to journal, but read your word. When you get up in the morning at 5 o'clock every morning, because you have that little built-in alarm clock, you're still on work time.
Yeah.
Open your Bible up or open that Bible app up. You know what I'm saying? Read that word. Have a conversation with God.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just making time for him, you know, because he's available every time we call upon him, but yet still we don't make the time for him.
Exactly.
And he's always there.
Yes.
He's always there. So now I think about that. It makes me feel ashamed sometimes because it's like, okay, he just want a little bit of my time and I can't make time for him.
Right.
You know, so I knew examining myself that I had to do better, you know?
Right.
So that stewardship, thank you, Holy Spirit. You gave that to me for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because he's telling me, he's calling me to do better.
Yes.
You know, and I'm the first. I always say I'm the first partaker. And I appreciate God because I hear you. I hear you, Lord. So you guys have any other remarks, situations, whatever you guys want to share with everyone?
Mine is that, you know, I told you I'm a work in progress. Everybody knows that. And like in the opening scripture, when it says, must not be quick tempered or violent.
Oh my gosh.
I ask God to work on me all the time.
Yeah.
Those are the main two that's my issue, you know, because I'm like, you know, Lord, in order for me to be a good steward, I have to follow your instructions because that's what the Bible is. It's a big old instruction book on life.
Yes.
And to be a good steward, I would have to forfeit my anger and my violent tendencies and it being in the flesh. That's why I always ask God, Lord, please more of the Holy Spirit and less of my flesh, because, you know, I try not to be quick tempered, but the enemy always put in a little situation right there that's going to trigger that. And I'm like, you know what? I have to do like what Felicia was saying, when you do some self-assessing, I have to self-assess and like, no, like, you know what? The enemy is messing with you, girls. Don't let this dude do this to you, because, you know, God's saying, the Holy Spirit saying, I made you better than that.
Yeah.
You have authority over him. He don't have authority over you. So watch your mouth. Watch your temper. Watch your violent tendencies, you know. And I'm working on it. I can't say I'm 100% successful, but I'm working on it. And by fellowshipping with you know, with like-minded people, like I said, and then being like you said, going into the word, you know, my Bible app sends me a verse every morning.
Right.
And I read it and I try to apply it.
And piggybacking off of what you're saying, I think that it's so important that you acknowledge that this is an issue that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in acknowledging that there's a problem there, you can work on it. You open the door for God to heal you with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To deliver you from that. Because everyone doesn't acknowledge that they have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they don't acknowledge that I have an anger problem. They don't acknowledge that I have a drinking problem, looking at, you know, a drunkard or violent or greedy. You know, I have a problem with you know, just making money. It's all about, you know, what I can gain from something, you know. And that very first part of that scripture in the verse 7, he said, must be above reproach. So for me, that's like you being blameless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's, we have to really examine ourselves if we want to be who God purposed us to be. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at that, y'all, and I'm telling you right now, God is working on me in this very moment. Because like Jerita was saying, my temper is something that it sets off real quick, you know, and I don't like that about myself.
Right.
I immediately feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's the Holy Spirit chastising me.
Right.
But I don't want to be repetitive of that, because I feel like if God allows us to see this thing, you know, we have to work harder at getting better at that.
Right.
And I tell everybody, like, man, when Hurricane Laura came through here, something else came with Hurricane Laura.
Because when I
tell you, it changed some things within me, and it wasn't for the better.
Right.
Just being completely transparent, you know what I'm saying? And I'm struggling to get back to a place with God that I know that's where He desired me to be. But I desire, and I think as long as we desire, as long as we strive, as long as we try, He acknowledges that.
Right.
And that gives Him the open, you know, because He says, like, faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
So in my faith, I'm believing that God is going to completely deliver me. You know, and
that's something I absolutely stand on. Because I'm like, you know, when you show God your faith, He shows you His favor. And with that, you know, you have to stand on His word, because He's not man that He should lie.
Amen.
If He said He was going to do it, He's going to do it. You just have to believe in it and have faith in it.
I absolutely love this conversation, because I'll say it was very soul-searching for me today. You guys have any closing remarks, anything that you want to share and part with our listeners before we close this?
Well, one thing I want to say, you know, with everybody, you know, realizing our faults, you know, the Bible tells us to confess our faults one to another.
Amen.
So that's the only way we can, you know, come out of it, you know, like Sister Rita, hey, Sister Brenda, you know, we're going to pray for you on this situation. Sister Felicia, we're going to pray with you on that situation.
Amen.
We're going to pray for her on that situation. We pray for one another, then we can help one another to grow more in God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You have any closing remarks, Jarita?
I know, just I know that I'm not the only one that's a work in progress. And,
right.
You know, and never stand in the seat of judgment that you judge somebody for what they are or how they act or whatever. You got to look at yourself in the mirror first and then do some self-assessing before you go out there and tell somebody about themselves.
Amen.
So and as a collective, you know, when the Holy Spirit is working on us, you know, because everybody, I want to see everybody make it to heaven.
Yes.
I want everybody to make it there.
That's
I don't want to be there by myself. It's boring. I want everybody to help that with me. You know what I'm saying? Giving God the honor, glory, and praise that He deserves, because He's worthy.
Yes.
He is so worthy that, you know, and He loves us in spite of ourselves. So I'm just, my closing remarks is, let's get it together.
Amen.
So we can be better stewards.
Straight to the point. Yes, ma'am. Closing scripture today, 1 Peter 4:10, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. I think Sister Brenda just said that, as good stewards of God's varied grace. And guys, with that closing scripture, I leave with you a little piece of wisdom. Jarita said it best. Let us all pray for one another so that we all can get it together. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And as I always say, stay safe. Let's get healed. Amen.
Amen.